What's up, people? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Saturday, April 4th, this rainy, rainy day here in Houston, Texas. Hope everybody is practicing social distancing. It is like, what, day 19 quarantine for me here in Houston. Hope everybody is being safe out there and keeping your distance and only going out to buy groceries and to go to the pharmacies. Don't be hanging out at friends' houses and don't invite people in. I had to get that off my chest. Let's talk about The Walking Dead. Yes, it is The Walking Dead recap show where I give my feels, my reaction to the latest episode of The Walking Dead. I would have done this sooner, but with two boys in house at the ages of 2 and 5, try and get this done. One's actually watching the iPad right now, and one is about to go in nap time. So that's why I can knock this out real quick. I'm going to do it really fast because I don't know when the other one's going to kick open the door going, can we play Xbox, Dad? So here it is, The Walking Dead, Look at the Flowers, Season 10, Episode 14. It aired last Sunday. Looking at my notes here, the show started off with Carol and Negan coming up with the idea on how to kill Alpha. Fast forward, it gets done, and Negan wants Carol to tell everybody at Alexandria what he's done. And I agree. If Negan were to have gone to Alexandria, all hell would have broken loose because they would have saw that he was fighting. It would not have been good for Negan. But I understand that Carol probably had to do some soul searching or kind of decompress or figure out what she was going to do or whatever it was. But to leave Negan out there like that, I don't know. Some Walking Dead fans and some of my friends would probably say, look what Negan has done to the group over time. But then look what Negan did now. And obviously, I know I'm not the only one that can see that Negan has definitely changed. Though we see in this episode that that darkness still lurks in him, and we'll talk about that later on. But still, I did think that it was kind of messed up with Carol not going or vouching. Write a letter, something, to kind of give a stamp of approval that Negan saved the day. But that didn't happen. Negan was supposed to just wander outside in the forest until Carol figured it out. Let's see. Eugene finally tells the group about Radio Girl. I think her name's Amiko, and Homegirl, they break up, which we all saw that was going to happen. And then, of course, Ezekiel and Eugene and Amiko decide to go to this radio chick to find out if there's another life or another community out there. As they're going through and doing their stuff, of course, the zombies attack. King Ezekiel is losing it. I think he should have stayed, but I get his reasoning for going. And since he kind of goofed, I'm guessing that's when the horse got bit, right? During that whole fiasco. So I don't know what Ezekiel's deal is going to do. I don't know if he's going to be able to survive through this, or is he going to have surgery? Is he going to go somewhere where they can actually be able to perform surgery at a hospital? I don't know. I'm wondering how long King Ezekiel will last in the series. Going into the city and finding all the zombies doing like it was like Disneyland zombie apocalypse wise, with all the zombies doing different things. I was with King Ezekiel. I was laughing. I thought it was hilarious seeing all the zombies. On the flip side of that, somebody having to put them in the position like that had to be off the rocker a little bit. And of course, then we see the girl in purple and saying, oh my God, hi. And I don't know who this chick is. What? I don't know if that's like, she's cool and crazy or she's just crazy. And, you know, you just can't trust communities out there, you know? So I'm definitely cautious. I hate to say it though, Amiko, King Ezekiel, and Eugene, if they were to get chopped up and killed, I wouldn't bother me. So if this group gets killed, I'm sorry, people. I'm just, maybe Eugene. He's kind of changed. I'm kind of curious to see who this chick is and how it's going to work with Eugene. And I definitely hope that Eugene gets happiness because Jesus Christ, he's been needing it for the longest time. The two whispers. Yes, the two whispers. Beta, find Alpha's head. Beta pushes that whisper dude's face into Alpha's mouth and the other dude takes off running. Them walking down the street finally in different scenes into a town, and then Beta stabs that dude. The zombies get him and he gets back into his hotel. It looks like a hotel, and finds a room and then a poster on the wall, which, holy crap, Beta in the before life, before zombies, was a singer, was a country singer, I'm guessing. And that explains why that one guy said, your voice sounds familiar. So seeing all this backstory of this part for Beta was really, really cool and really interesting to see. Obviously, Beta is pissed of what happened to Alpha. Plays his music so loud to conjure up another horde, which it's obvious they've done that in the past where they just play the music loud. They had speakers outside, for Christ's sakes, and are able to get all the zombies all hoarded together to take them wherever they want to go. Obviously, Beta is pissed, and he's doing this in tomorrow's episode. I'm assuming that's what's going to happen unless they stretch this, but I think they're going to get right into it. He's bringing another horde to the group. He's pissed. Seeing that he walks out of the hotel with half of Alpha's face on his face, it can just show you that Beta is pissed, and he's going to kill some people. I'm wondering, what do y'all think? Do you think we're going to lose some big characters tomorrow night on The Walking Dead, or is he just going to go slashing, dicing everywhere? I don't know, but I'm curious to see, and I fear for some people over Alexandria or Hilltop, wherever Beta is taking this group. I feel bad for whoever gets in his way. Let's see here. Negan returns back to the cabin to find Lydia. She's gone, but Daryl is there waiting. I was like, crap, no, let him talk. And Daryl, let him listen. Tries to explain, not happening. And then bam, the whispers come out, pull guns on the two, and pretty much tell Negan that he is now the new Alpha of the group, which totally flips the script on Daryl. Daryl gets put down. Negan is, you see the darkness come back. I mean, I know some people can agree with me on this, but definitely got flashbacks when the group was originally lined up on their knees in front of Negan. That whole thing came, the evil, and that's when I was like, yeah, it's still down in there. He can pull it out. He's kind of like the Incredible Hulk. Negan's cool, David Banner, but you piss him off, or he crosses over and turns into the Hulk in more of a Hannibal Lecter kind of way, but still, seeing that side of Negan again was really cool. I didn't like the fact that he was getting that way with Daryl, but I had a feeling, along with everybody else, that Negan was going to kill or attempt to kill the Whispers, which we see what happens. And I think that was Daryl's way of finding out, okay, I believe it. I don't like you still, but I believe all this stuff. Him and Negan, Daryl and Negan having that conversation at the end was really cool. I think they needed that, even though Daryl is not fond of him. And I get it. I mean, Jesus Christ, Daryl was tortured by Negan and his crew. So I get it. But people change. And this is the zombie apocalypse, right? And then we go to Carol. And Carol's walking through the forest. Now, was she trying to disappear or was she just trying to clear her head? I mean, obviously, she had told Negan that she was going to be coming back. But to see Alpha, I did not expect that. I didn't think that was going to come back. But it was great to see Alpha. I can't remember what her name is, who plays Alpha. I'm actually following her on Instagram because she was just such a cool character and great actress that I had to follow her. And to see her back messing with Carol, the ghost, it was like the Christmas past of messing with her, was great to see. And then, of course, Carol getting pinned by the trees and then Alpha pretty much telling her, like, just let it go. You're going to die, blah, 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 blah. And then Carol killing the zombie, almost being reborn, a phoenix rising out of, well, more of like a person rising out of tree branches, but still, you get what I'm talking about. But it was just good to see her not quit. Carol's probably one of my favorite characters, and I'm hoping this gives her closure, because Crazy Carol, not Crazy Rambo Carol, like when we were at Terminus, I'm talking about this Crazy Carol. Yeah, it was just, she was just off. I get what she had to do and what she was doing, and she didn't care who she put in danger, including Daryl. But it was good to see this. So I'm hoping closure. I'm hoping it's done, and she can get back to being the way that she's supposed to be. And her coming to Alexandria and Daryl opening the gates and her just kind of walking past, I think that was her way of saying, I know you're pissed, but it got done, and hopefully everything works out. I'm sure they're probably going to have exchange words in tomorrow night's episode, because Carol pretty much lied the entire time to Daryl. And, you know, but I don't know. I don't know who to take. I definitely see Daryl's side that he's pissed off because can he trust her? But then she had to get this done and he would not have allowed it to happen. So I get it. I think they just both tick for tat, just squash it. It's done with. You got bigger problems. Beta's coming with a big giant horde, and Beta's going to do it his way. There's nothing stopping him at all, you know, unlike Alpha. So it's going to be interesting to see how tomorrow night's episode is going to be. But overall, I thought it was a great episode. Loved, like I said, seeing Beta's story and how and what he was before then. Was really cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm curious to see what happens with this purple girl out there with King Zekiel in the group. It's good. It's good. It's good. Other than that, I think that's it for my feels on the episode. Feel free to leave comments wherever you're listening to this. Let me know what you thought about it. Feel free if you want to in the blog or comment section, wherever you see this or hear this from. So if you want to hear more, check out the Walking Dead Recap Show on iTunes and audioboom.com. I believe if you type in the Walking Dead Recap Show, it might pop up in different spots. Try it. If not, you know where to go. iWatchMike.com is my blog. On the top, it says podcast. If you click there, it has a link to all the podcasts. With this whole quarantine life, I'm trying to get caught up on a bunch of shows and get everything caught up. It's perfect timing since I'm out of work until this all passes. But other than that, y'all stay safe out there. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook. That is pretty much it. Thank you for all the listens. Next week, I'll look to see what countries are listening. I couldn't see. I totally forgot to do it. So shout outs are going to have to wait. But once again, thanks for tuning in. Y'all be safe out there. Stay out of trouble. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. And shout outs to all the people in the hospitals and grocery stores and everybody that's helping, you know, doing what they got to do. So appreciate that. For all you people that are going out for no apparent reason, you're idiots. Stay the F home. That way we can get through all this crap and get back to some kind of normalcy. So anyways, that's it. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.